All right. I promised earlier that we're going to be chatting with a world-renowned astrologer, palmist, numerologist, and Vastu expert, Mr. Mahesh Bang. And of course, Mahesh's name precedes him. He's very popular and successful astrological column in the print media, has been trending for the last 17 years. He was recently awarded the World Record Star 2020 from the UK as he accurately predicted the onset of the pandemic and warned and foresaw this worldwide disaster. Thereafter, his astrological take on COVID-19 was covered by worldwide media. On the 2nd of Feb, in our show and in other media platforms, he warned about the period between March 29 and June 30th, 2020, indicating that it would be a very difficult time for the world. And unfortunately, we saw the entire world on lockdown in that time. And then at the end of July to the end of September, we saw the significant improvement and things got a little better in that time, just as he indicated. It is noteworthy that in mid-May on various media platforms, he also predicted that after the 20th of November 2020, a second wave will occur in many countries. And quite to the point thereafter was the alarming surge in COVID-19 cases around the world. And 2 weeks after this date, unfortunately, the second wave was officially declared here in South Africa. His most recent high tea video, where he warned again that the planetary alignments of Saturn and Jupiter occurring 2 days later on the 21st after 800 years will rapidly increase the COVID-19 cases even further, forcing restrictions and partial lockdowns. And now we realize how accurate he really was. As 2021 is here with our hearts in our hands, everything including lives being so uncertain, let us see what he has to say about where this is going to go and how the pandemic is going to pan out, as well as his visions for this year. It's something that we're all curious about. We're all desperate to know. So we'd love to hear from Mr. Mahesh Bang exactly what he thinks things are going to be like as we move forward. So Mahesh Bang, welcome again to our show. It's always such a pleasure to have you back.
Namaste, Jaloshni and team. I'm missing being with you guys in the studio this time. And I will miss Auntie Ramba.
I'm sure she's going to miss you terribly as well. I know you and I have a special bond, Mahesh. But honestly, we so miss having you here in the studio with us as well. It's always nicer chatting with you and being able to see you as well. But it's the next best thing, and we're just very happy to have you. You really become a part of the family in this show now.
Thank you so much.
Well, like always a pleasure. So, Mahesh, I'm going to get right into it because I know everybody, it's this uncertainty is killing everyone, and it would be lovely to hear your predictions and your vision. But you have been pretty accurate about many of your predictions in the past, and you've been on this very show as well, predicting so many things. But tell us, on what basis are your predictions so accurate regarding the trend of this virus?
Before we start, I'm sorry for those who lost their loved ones and who are critically ill. So the main tool of Vedic astrology is the horoscope, Jaloshni. Mm-hmm. Like a CT scan is to the body, a horoscope is similarly used to identify and draw up on an event. To cast a horoscope, we need the date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth. Astrologically, we are aware that COVID-19 was born globally on the 25th to 27th of December 2019 at sunrise in Wuhan city, when six planets came in one zodiac sign, as it was a very, very rare configuration. This is the basis which I used to predict that this was going to have very unfavorable effects, misfortunes, and disasters on a global scale will occur. If these six planets with Saturn and Jupiter were not present in one zodiac sign, then COVID-19 could have been limited to China alone, mm-hmm. like other infections, example, Ebola, Zika, etc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting that, because I do remember you stressing about the planets at that time as well in one zodiac sign. Now, Mahesh, you have spoken again about the Saturn and Jupiter conjunction. Why is that so significant to us and to this pandemic?
Without the influence of the two largest planets of our solar system, that is Saturn and Jupiter, no significant event will take place in our lifespan because their gravitational pull is so strong because of their large masses and slowest revolving speeds around the sun. Mm-hmm. After approximately every 20 years, Saturn and Jupiter comes together in one zodiac sign and are closely associated in less than 15 degrees to each other.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 100-year cycle, when these planets were aligned together, the following biggest malefic historical events took place.
Mm-hmm.
In the year 1920, there was a Spanish flu when they were together.
Right.
Between the years 1939 to 1945, there was the Second World War. Between the years 1962 and 63, the two most populated countries of the world, that is India and China, were at war. And in the year 1981, it was the beginning of HIV virus. Between the years 1999 to 2001, there was a Kargil war and between India and Pakistan, and there was a worldwide anxiety about nuclear bomb being used by these countries. Massive earthquake in Gujarat in India. 9/11 Twin Tower incident occurred. Now, between December 2019 to 30th June 2020, there was the Australian fires, America-Iran tussle, volcanoes, America riots, protest, and COVID-19 pandemic worldwide with lockdown. And again, now, currently, between 20th November 2020 to 4th April 2021, we are seeing and will continue to see the highest number of COVID-19 cases, and it will be very tough for the world. Now, if you notice from my research, which was shared on a global scale in 50% of these time periods, whenever this occurs, it negatively affects the world, giving birth to a pandemic type of situation. This is also for me one important factor which I used to predict this worldwide disaster in 2019.
Mm-hmm. I see. And I remember when we had you on the show just before this whole thing started happening, and you predicted a world war kind of like situation, a world war like situation where the world will stop and literally be closed in and shut down. I remember you saying that, yeah.
And afterwards, according to Donald Trump, it's a third war. He declared it's like a third war. And because these planets were also present, like first, second world war.
Yeah, I do remember you saying that very clearly. Now, Mahesh, in the last 2 weeks, we were just astonished at how the number of cases are at an all-time high. It's actually pretty depressing. Every single day, I was saying earlier in the show, it's just numbers initially, and it's now become names and people. You know, every day you're hearing of someone you know who's losing their lives or critically affected by the pandemic. So this is a question probably on everybody's minds. When will we get some relief from the second wave?
Yeah, so sad, but it is so sad. Astrologically, from the 20th November 2020, Saturn and Jupiter had been moving closer, and on the 21st of December, they were less than 1 degree apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, we saw the onset of the new variant in this time, and the COVID-19 cases just jumped to larger number with the feel of lockdown restrictions. It affected us largely because we are heavily influenced by the planet Saturn as per South Africa's horoscope.
Mm-hmm.
This I have emphasized few times in my interviews.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. Another interesting fact, Jaloshni, is that on the 9th of Feb to 11th Feb 2021, again, six planets will be in one zodiac sign, but now in Capricorn sign, with lower power than last year configuration.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the peak of COVID-19, and it will continue until 4th April 2021.
4th of April. Okay, so what does the six planets coming together in one zodiac sign mean?
See, astrologically, there are nine planets that affects human life the most. they have different revolving speeds around the sun. So in order for six planets to come in one zodiac sign, it only occurs 3 to 4 times in a century in full swing and a couple of times partially.
Mm-hmm.
The one occurring in February this year is a partial one.
Mm-hmm.
These planets have different natures. And to be in one zodiac sign, it is a congested situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like putting six political parties in one room and expecting that they won't fight.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
astrologically, this always leads to an unfavorable result.
Mm-hmm.
That is the six planets is very not considered good in astrology.
Sure. But pretty crowded, that six planets in one zodiac sign. So obviously there's going to be some clashing.
Yeah, it's like a different personality. Like tomorrow there's some function in the house and you tell your six different shape to make a breakfast.
Mm.
South Indian, North Indian, Italian, Japanese, yeah. Spiritual person. Then I'm sure you won't get breakfast tomorrow. In a kitchen, they can't make it.
Nicely put. Nice example.
That's
now, Mahesh, we are already in 2021. I know. And what do you foresee happening this year?
Numerologically, the year 2021, if reduced to a single digit, it gives the number 5, which denotes the planet Mercury. Mercury is the planet of communication, networking, mobile, computer, emailing, courier, internet, Wi-Fi, digital platforms, online business, etc. So this year, numerologically, will dominate in these areas. We can already see the way has been paved for it by the preceding circumstances of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year signifies success in these areas where the digital world and social media dominates at its peak. The switch to online business will be a milestone. New apps will flood the markets. And the next year, 2022,
mm-hmm.
if you reduce to a single digit, it gives the number 6, which denotes the planet Venus. This planet is still currently very weak in the global horoscope, which started from 2020, and it will continue until 21st November 2021. Then in 2022,
mm-hmm.
Venus will again rule with a sudden boom in the areas of travel and tourism, airlines, hotels, restaurants, cinema, film and music industry, beauty industry, shopping, garments, alcohol, events taking place, luxurious lifestyle, love at first sight, etc. Of course, this is not possible this year, very much like last year, because of wearing masks and no socializing, etc.
Sure.
Venus means living the good life. This celestial body is all about luxury. So this year, again, most of the months will be difficult for people who are in these industries.
But you did say 2022 is when Venus
yes.
is.
Okay. So they will improve in 2022. That's why I gave the reason. Why it improving that year, not this year. So they will all affect it. And if you know, Jaloshni, numerologically,
mm-hmm.
if you add the last year, 2020,
mm-hmm.
and if you add to number single digit, it gives number 4.
Yeah.
And number 4 denotes the planet Rahu.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, last year attributed to specific qualities like of planet Rahu, like rumor, doubts, dilemma, fear of the unknown,
mm-hmm.
inclined to feel lonely and isolated. So that explains why last year had just about everyone feeling like this. There was much confusion about protocols to follow, etc., like doubts on holding events or not.
Yes.
Should kids go to school or not? So numerology is very precise. Happening with year by year.
I see that. But now, Mahesh, I have to ask this. I mean, we've had a dismal 2020, you know, and I know the hope for everyone is we're all hoping for a better 2021 moving forward. I mean, it's been depressing to say the least for everybody. Mental health has been suffering in general as well. But so you're talking to us, you're saying according to numerology right now, but what about astrologically for this year, 2021?
Okay. I humbly advise everyone astrologically to be conscious and follow all precautions for this next few months, as the planetary alignment that resulted in the first wave and lockdown has already came into alignment from 20th November last year, and it will continue until 4th April 2021. In this time, Saturn and Jupiter will still be in one zodiac sign, pushing the world to return to semi-lockdown strategies. Economic recessions are expected to deepen. There would be a greater increase in COVID-19 cases around the world, and globally we'll get the feel of partial lockdown restrictions. We will be witness to the most strangest weather patterns, especially in South Africa. Aside from all of this, there will be an increase in road accidents, unusual incidents, and weather patterns. People are already feeling more depressed now and moody compared to previous times, and not to mention the very much higher spike in COVID-19 cases. If you talk to people, they will be on edge. If you noticed, there has already been many unpleasant occurrences since the 20th of November. So we passed entire last year. Sir, it's until 4th April. We must take care. It's just passed with a low profile and carry on with your positive thinking, with your chanting, with your mental power, meditation, all these things.
Mm-hmm. Till the 4th of April. Right, this is something on everyone's mind, because this is what we're all waiting for. When do we see things? I know you said April, but we all want to know, when do you see things getting back to normal? When will this pandemic end?
Okay. See, from April 2020, COVID-19 started spreading its wings fully fledged. And in the coming April 2021, the wings will start clipping. Mm-hmm. So after April 2021, the infection will begin its decline rapidly. In many countries, and eventually at the end of this year, almost every country will be able to deal and contain it. It's a relief to say that it will no more have power on our lifestyles. So this pandemic peak will continue until 4th April 2021. Obviously, it will vary from country to country, depending on each one's destiny. Whatever is born must first rise and peak, then decline, and then be contained and controlled. From what I can see, things will be normal and back to pre-COVID times. I'm telling pre-COVID times in all aspects for the entire globe. And we will overcome this pandemic from 21st November 2021, when the planet Jupiter will transit over Aquarius sign. I had also said the same thing at the very early stages of COVID-19, at a time when most predicted that it will end in few weeks or months time and a vaccine seemed imminent. Then I said quite adamantly with a heavy heart that this situation will take time. Now again, I'm telling you to anticipate that it will take time, even though there is a news of vaccine, etc. But astrology shows this and doesn't follow on the latest developments or what's currently trending. This pandemic is a story of humankind and nature. In the age of technology, we moved so fast that we forget our role in the universe. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to rethink and make necessary changes. We are merely the galloping horses, and Mother Nature will always hold the reins. For the COVID-19 pandemic, we all need to do some self-analysis and soul-searching. We need to do self-evaluation, see what flaws we may have and how to overcome this. If it was not a real threat, we would never really get a chance to do so. Yes. So after April, it will go rapidly down and things will start get normal slowly. And on 21st November 2021 onwards, after, life will back to normal for every country. Like you can free to travel. I can predict from, because tourism and anything, December and next year onwards, everything will be fully booked, occupied, and it will be very, very big boom.
And God knows all of these industries really, really need that. I mean, it's just been...
They are the most affected and really struggling. And everybody having a financial strain, everybody's turnover is less. Absolutely. People are losing jobs. But believe me, once this COVID-19 factor will finish, going to finish this year, then our economy will have a sudden jump, because it's all due to COVID-19. It is in that shadow. Yeah. Hopefully, I think it will be like a V, letter V shape, that economy can improve once we are COVID-19.
Well, so, I think it's what we all want to hear, Mayush.
Yeah, and the people who lost their job, and this, it's all temporary phase. It's not a permanent phase. This is a temporary phase. Once it will go, they all, everybody will want their again job and everything, right, except the Venus-related industry that will suffer.
Right, until next year, like you said. Until 2022. So, Mayush, you know...
Not 2022, until 2021. 2022, it will be boom, that industry.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mayush, I mean, just hearing that, it's some light at the end of the tunnel, you know. And I think that was perfectly put, the way you, when you said Mother Nature holds the reins. We're all galloping horses. You couldn't have said it better. Honestly, we don't have too much time, but I'm going to ask you this very quickly. 2 years ago, a few years ago in 2018 on this show, we spoke about America as well, where you said that according to America's horoscope, the next 3 to 4 years are very, very going to be very tough for America. You said that in 2018. It's obviously been happening. What is this year going to be looking like? Is it going to be as tough?
Yes. On 27th of January 2018, on the weekend liftoff show with you, Jalushin, while discussing America's horoscope, I said USA will go through a very difficult phase for the next 3 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. So this is why they are astrologically the highest in COVID-19 cases, political election disputes, and worst riots, etc. So this tough period for Americans will continue until December this year, unfortunately, because they are completing their 4 years this year. And but in future, Kamala Harris will be next president.
Really?
Yeah, yay. She'll be acting president, and will be she'll be as according to her chart.
Oh wow! Really wow! Well, Mayush, thank you so, so much for joining us this morning, and shedding some light and your thoughts and your vision as far as astrology and numerology and all of that is concerned. Certainly, so many things that you had predicted in the past, right here on this very show as well, has all been panning out exactly as you said. Like I said, it is still going to be a tough year, or like you said, for us all, but there is some light. And something to look forward to. And we just all need to knuckle down, I think, and get through this together and understand that, like you said, we don't hold the reins, and we need to also introspect and be more respectful of that.
Yes, that's true. But it will be the first half, you can say, but I'll tell every listener to please wear the mask. Wearing mask is an act of braveness, act of your strong willpower, because wearing mask and doing all your duty, that's the braveness. Not wearing mask, you're risking other people's lives, the people who are old at your home. It takes time to recover them. You're risking their life. This curve can go very... Just wear your mask, that's I'm telling. And also, I want to wish Lotus FM belated happy birthday.
Thank you, Mike.
And it's a 38th birthday, so numerology I can do. If you make to a single digit, 3 plus 8 is become 11, and 11, 1 plus 1 is number 2. Number 2 denotes the planet Moon. Moon, every night Moon changes its shape and everything like that. It changes always. So this year there will be a lot of changes in Lotus FM.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that for Lotus FM as well. And like I said, it is always... such an absolute pleasure having you with us. Sad that you're not joining us physically here in the studio today. But like we said, we all have to keep the protocol, social distance, and do the responsible thing. But as always, Mayush, thank you. And we wish you well and a wonderful and blessed 2021 to you and your family.
Thank you, Jalushni. Thank you, the entire team. Thank you so much.
Stay well, Mayush. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.